Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
I watched the first half of The Notebook.
I watched the second half of The Notebook.
And this is the other half. We are fucking, like, pros. Hey, Ethan.
Hey, Mike.
So, feeling in a little romantic mood tonight?
No, I'm feeling like a mood where everything is cold, callous, and you die at the end.
I'm feeling like I want to forget everything.
Oh, man.
Oh, dark.
So I have a question.
Yeah, Ethan.
So when I get really old, Are you going to read, are you going to play these podcasts back to me over and over again to try to get me to remember where I am?
Only if you wear a sexy red pantsuit.
Okay. And if you're going to play them and then
we're
at the end, I'm not going to remember anything because that's just how I am. Because obviously I'm going to be the one with dementia.
Obviously. How ironic would it be if I was the one with dementia and you still forgot everything?
You go, who are you? And I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. I just leave. I don't remember why I came here.
Wait, what's your name? You're tall guy. I'm gonna call you tall guy. And everyone else is gonna, we're just gonna call you by what you look like. So you hire tall guy with slightly wavy hair, curly hair.
I still have the same hair. an old man.
It'll be gray.
Yeah. So if you can't think or if you can't guess right now, we're talking about The Notebook.
Mike. It says that in the intro every single time.
People forget. People have told me to remind them during the episode what movie
it's just watching. A bunch of me's listening. Like, I don't understand.
Me's? Yeah, it's a bunch of you's.
It's a bunch of me's. Mike, what's going on? What are we doing?
Halfway through talking about the plot, they forget what movie we're talking about.
Even though we're not talking about the plot.
We're not talking about the plot. We are talking about the plot. That's how it ends.
I'm talking about them.
Oh, I see what you mean. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
Man.
It's a surprise, right?
Some things are always consistent. If we don't have our consistency.
Death taxes and me not liking your movie. In fact, I feel like, because I'm kind of aware of how the movie ends already. Like, I knew that the old people were.
Yeah.
You know, I knew that. But I think what happened is that he's just making this whole story up. I don't think it really happened to them because she doesn't know.
Dude, that's a really pessimistic way to look at life. But that also could be true.
I feel like it is.
There's nothing that isn't like stopping that.
Like, there's a lot of things earlier on in the movie. Like, okay, the way it starts out.
So let's explain kind of the basic plot.
Okay, let's explain the basic plot.
Let's do a basic plot.
Can you do it?
Honestly, this is a very basic. Yeah. So, this guy moves in with his. They're both old.
Yes.
This is two old people.
Yes.
And they move in. One of them is in a kind of like nursing care because she has dementia.
Right.
And then he's like, well, I love her the most, so I'm going to move in too, even though I'm just slowly dying.
Oh, he moves in.
I think he moves in.
Oh, he was just visiting.
Oh, he's just visiting?
Yeah, he's just visiting.
Maybe I missed the part where he moved in. Oh, that's why he just never leaves. I guess he just never leaves.
Okay.
Anyway, so they're talking and she has dementia and he's like, well, I'm going to read you the book, The Story of Our Life, because for some reason, so one of us decided to write down everything and I believe it was her.
Oh, she wrote it down?
I think so. I think at the end she wrote it down. I think it reveals it.
She wrote it all down. I thought he wrote it down.
Well, how would he know all the stuff that...
That's why I thought he was lying to her.
No, I'm pretty sure she wrote it.
Well, then how does she know things that happen to him?
The stuff happens to him, but I feel like it's all from her perspective.
No, there's a lot of stuff. Like, they have a whole scene where he goes back to his...
You know, he could have just filled that in himself.
Oh, maybe.
Think about that.
Oh.
Like he is the one. He's like, well, here's some part you didn't know, even though you don't know it anyway.
Hey, lady with dementia. Here's the thing you might not remember.
Oh, no.
Everything.
Oh. But yeah, so then they start going through this notebook and
hey, that's the name of the movie.
Yeah, there you go. And they just start talking about stuff. You know what happened in life? And they talked to each other for a little bit. And then their family forbid it.
Yeah.
Not allow it because he's poor.
Yep.
Even though he has a sweet house.
Yep.
Don't understand. I guess not rich enough.
No, well, his father sold his house to buy that one.
Oh.
And the house was super dumpy. Like he fixed up the house to make it look good.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
What's the first thing you saw when you started watching?
The first thing I saw was her in a wedding dress.
A wedding dress. Okay, that's the last thing.
Actually,
I
like
saw.
The perfect thing is it opened the thing and just revealed her there, and I'm like, I need some ice cream for this movie.
I'm just gonna stay at home and wear a hoodie and eat some ice cream, and everything will be okay.
That's pretty much what I did. And then I was like, this is really comfy. I might fall asleep.
As ice cream just slowly rolls down your cheek. It's like that scene from The Nutty Professor. Oh, God.
And in the end, my face is just sticky and like slobbering. I'm like, ugh, disgusting. Ugh. Point is, no, where are we? What are we talking about? Yeah, so, you know, they have this thing, but she's getting married.
Yeah, to this other guy.
So this other guy.
She's getting married to Cyclops.
It's Cyclops, isn't it?
It
I didn't realize that.
It is Cyclops.
So,
she's Jean Grey.
She is not.
No, she's not.
She's Amy McAdams.
She's Amy McAdams, which you might see in the award-winning season 2 of True Detective.
It's not, what?
She's in True Detective season 2.
It's not award-winning, though.
What? No. No, this is going to win awards, man. Season 2 is fantastic.
I feel like you're sarcastic.
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, my God. All right. We're going off topic here. But anyway, yes, that's Rachel McAdams. And then who's the main guy?
Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, do you know his name?
Todd.
Noah.
Noah, that's it. Yeah, Noah.
What's her name?
What I think
Allie.
Todd.
Her name's Allie. Allie and Noah. Two very biblical names.
I don't know how. Where's Allie in the Bible? It's not.
No.
Good job, Mike. Bible trivia, and you failed it. You got 50% right.
No.
No, actually.
I got one of them. Yeah, okay. Noah's in the Bible.
Noah's definitely in the Bible.
He's a pretty big character.
Yeah, all right. He's pretty big.
Yeah, he's got a boat.
He's got a boat, just like Noah in this movie.
Noah has a little ship,
a little ship, that
a little boat. He's got a little boat, and he built a house.
If you call someone who owns a ship a boat, they get really offended.
Call someone who owns a ship a boat, hey, and they're guy like, who "I'm owns not a that ship. You're a boat. Oh, no. Hey, there's a boat on that ship.
It's so fat. I have a thyroid problem, all right?
Anyway.
So the notebook. I'm having a hell of a time trying to explain this.
Yeah.
Well, there's really not much. So like, I'm almost done.
Yeah.
Like, she's getting married to this guy, but then all of a sudden, like, actually, it happened at the perfect point. She reads a thing in the newspaper where I guess he won an award. I don't know what he did. What did he do?
He made a house.
Cool.
He made a house. That's all I know.
All right. So maybe I messed this part up because it happened very quickly. It was like, she's a wedding dress. Everyone's like, you sexy. And then everyone's like, oh no, you looked at this piece of paper and it reminds you of your ex-lover. Oh, and then she goes and finds him for some reason.
Mm-hmm. And he's got a beard.
He's got a beard. Yeah. Got kind of messy hair. He looks like not of that time period. Mm. He looks like he should be in like the 70s, 80s or something like
what
that.
What time period is it?
Maybe it is the 60s. It's not that far away. 50s, 60s, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just judging from the clothes and things like that.
And the music that they play, yeah.
I didn't notice the music. I don't think there was any music. Oh,
there's quite a few. There's a lot of jazz earlier in the movie.
Well, jazz is from like...
There's a really shitty Cab Calloway recreation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is there now?
There is.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you like Cab Calloway?
I don't even know what that is.
What? You don't know who Cab Calloway is?
No.
Oh, he was the best. He had a little like... not a little. He had a big old orchestra. He was like a crazy dancer. He sang Minnie the Moocher. Yeah. He was in...
Wait a second.
He was in Blues Brothers. That's Cab Calloway. You ever see Blues Brothers?
Who also sang Minnie the Moocher?
Cab Calloway. Cab Calloway was like the guy who wrote Minnie the Moocher.
You're right. I do know that song. Yeah. I don't know. For some reason, I thought I was like, maybe it was Perry Como. I was like, nah. Can't be
Perry Como. No, it was Dean Martin.
Dean Martin. Callbacks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so then they freaking stuff happens and whatever. Like, it's just whatever.
Yeah.
Who cares? How does it end? Like, I want you to finish off how it ends, because I bet you don't see this one coming, even though you probably heard it through osmosis like I did.
Yeah, well, she's forgotten everything.
She's still there.
She has dementia.
Yep.
And he goes every day and reads the story of their life together to her.
So okay, I've already got to the beginning, Mike. Do you know what happens at the end, the second half?
That is the end, isn't it?
He just keeps reading forever and it just cycles over. Then at the end it says, please rewind and start this movie over again. Because
try to rewind.
Yep.
Start the movie over.
Mos Def pops up and he's just like, what's up, Black Black? I don't know.
Why does Mos Def pop up?
Because it's Please Be Kind, Rewind.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie. Jack Black's there too.
Yep.
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover, everyone's there.
Oh God. Okay. Well, okay. So what happens next is then her husband shows up and they get into this big epic battle. This two old men. And then the main guy, old Ryan Gosling, is holding the other guy out the window.
So they don't, nothing happens between the two of them, but they just start like fighting.
They just start fighting.
The two men
start fighting.
Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling, Noah and Allie, nothing happens between them, but they just show up. But what's his face shows up? Todd.
Yes, Todd.
Isn't it Cod?
What's his name? Todd.
His name's not Todd. It's something stupid.
No, it's Todd.
No, it's not. I wrote it down because it was stupid. Lon. It was Lon. L-O-N.
There's no way it's Lon.
No, there are subtitles. I watched with subtitles on. It's Lon.
I didn't watch with subtitles.
It's Lon. L-O-N.
L-O-N?
L-O-N. Lon is his name.
That's a weird name.
I would not marry a man named Lon either, so.
Oh, but you'd marry a man?
I can now. I do what I want, bro.
Yeah, I guess it's apropos that we're watching this movie so close to
but
when.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because this movie's gay. Just losing it.
It was the facial expression that no one saw that really sealed that in.
If you could describe my facial expression. I'm
not even going to try. There's no point.
Just homophobic.
Yes, it's very homophobic.
I didn't write any notes for this, but I wrote three sentences.
How does it end?
I don't know. The two guys fight each other.
And what? Who wins?
Lon.
Lon wins?
Lon wins. He beats the fuck out of Noah. And then Allie comes down. He's like, "What happened?" And he's like, "Let me tell you a story." And then he tells a fake story about how the two of them are in love with each other. And then a talking monkey shows up.
It was Lon.
It was Lon the whole time. I don't know how it ends. How does it end?
It's pretty accurate. It was Lon the entire time. No, it wasn't.
Obviously.
I was actually really hoping for that. I thought that'd be a really funny reveal.
Like he's just been making this whole story. Because at the beginning, he's like, Noah. He's just really, really desperate. And there's really no reason why she should love him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Other than the fact that they're just simply physically attracted to each other.
See, I didn't actually know that they were. Yeah, I guess you're right. I didn't really know why that man was reading those words to that lady. For a while, I thought maybe he was just a really nice social worker trying to like.
No, that's Noah.
I know after I figured that out after a little bit, but initially I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you watch a movie.
You're not supposed to. That's supposed to be a twist by the end of the movie.
Is it?
Yes.
I can't tell if you're being serious.
No, I am being serious.
Oh, really?
I went on IMDb and read some like trivia for this movie. And at the very bottom in the spoiler section, it's like, hey, spoilers. These two are the same person.
What?
Yeah.
I figured that out like at this like really quickly. I figured that out very. I mean, the only thing that could have been twisted is like, no, it was Lon the whole time.
Well,
like you didn't know who it was.
But do you think you just knew it through osmosis like I did?
No.
No?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's weird.
Because it could have been Lon the entire time. Because all I know at the end is that they hold hands and die. And that's the end of the movie.
Wait, really?
Well, what did you think? What's the end of the movie for you?
I assumed that he was going to stop reading and he was going to like leave and he'll be back tomorrow. Like, I just assumed this was going to be like a...
No, bro.
He dies?
It's dark.
They both die?
They die in the... Oh, my God. Yeah, they die. They straight up hold hands and die.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Wait, so he finishes the story and then they both get in bed and die together?
Yeah.
That's how
okay,
the movie
ends. There's a few more things to that, but basically, yes. Yes.
Is this all the same day? Like he's reading the story to
No,
her?
It's the next day. They hang out and they die.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let me fill in some blanks. So the point when I realized that this was... Oh, it's a stupid name. Not Lon. All I got is Lon in my head
Noah.
Now. Lon Ranch. Can't get Lon Ranch. Can't get out of my head, bro.
What the fuck is wrong with you? His name's Noah.
Noah.
Yeah. Or no, Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. I'm going to say Noah because he looks like a Noah in this movie.
He looks like a Noah. He looks like he'd build a boat.
He looks like he built stuff.
He built a lot of stuff.
Built a lot of stuff. Noah.
Do you think that was on purpose?
That he built a bunch of stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Also, the fact that their romantic moment where they finally realize they love each other still is in after they get out of a boat and it starts raining a lot.
Oh, shit!
And that famous scene where they kiss in the rain and then they totally bone each other right afterwards.
So they bone each other.
Yeah, they kiss and then he's like, oh, God, what's the line? I gotta look at my notes because I'm sitting here.
You just dropped some serious analysis right now, Ethan. I think this is the first time you brought like a good analysis to the table.
Oh, you're saying my shit's not good?
I'm just saying.
It ain't right? And then you always coming up bringing up all the weird theories?
I feel like I'm usually the man bringing up the weird theories. But this is a good one.
Well, it's kind of on the nose, honestly.
Is it?
I don't know. It's, his name's Noah, and there's, he's driving on a boat, and it starts raining, and I'm like, come on.
That's great. That's a really good, interesting. I wonder if that implies.
Look, so basically, they get off the boat, and she's like, why didn't you? They're having a nice time. She shows them this place where there's a bunch of ducks.
Did she say, why didn't you,
write?
Write.
Yeah. She says, why didn't you write? And she goes, and he says this line, I wrote you 365 days a year. It isn't over. It still isn't over. And then he just goes up and kisses her.
Oh.
And then he carries her, picks her up, carries her all, I think he carries her. Maybe they're just walking weirdly. carries her all the way, and then they bone.
Yeah.
On the bed. But it's an interesting method of how they strip off their clothes while they're going to the bed. Like, it was weird. It didn't feel very rhythmic. I don't know. I feel like I would have went to the bed and then took off all my clothes while on the bed,
why you're not Noah, Ethan.
That's why I'm not Ryan
Gosling.
That's why
you don't have Rachel McAdams.
It's true.
Because you don't know how to take your clothes off properly.
While walking. I have done that before when I was really drunk. anyway, so the point is, what am I talking about anymore? What's the end of the movie? The end of the movie is, so that happens, then they don't really have a confrontation. He has this very famous scene where
Noah and Lon
never confront each other. They never see each other.
Never, ever?
Rachel has to deal with this on her own.
Okay.
Because at one point she's like, I can't do this because her mom appears. For some reason her mom appears, I think it's her mom. Shows up and is like, yo, what are you doing? Like, you can't be doing this. And then she tells this really...
Some old blonde lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it. She has this BS story about, like, you know, I loved your dad and I still do, but this was the guy, like, 25 years ago, and she drives up to a coal mine. He's like, he's poor as hell. Look at him. And then she's like, I'm lying, which is weird. She implies that she's lying, that she never met and that doesn't even know who that person is in the coal mine.
Yeah.
Or construction area or whatever it is.
I think it's logging.
So is that actually the truth?
I don't know.
Okay. It might be a logging. I don't know. But the point is, she's just at the end, she's like, oh, I can't do this. Yeah, I don't even know who that guy is. And then she drives off.
But what's the point?
And I'm like, what is going on? Like, I don't know if that was real or not. That was a weird scene to me. Anyway, it makes her rethink everything. And then she's like, I don't know if I can do this.
Makes who rethink everything?
Allie.
Okay.
And then Noah's like, what? What's going on?
What?
What do you want? And then there's a very famous scene where he just goes, what do you want? Mm-hmm. You need to figure out what you want. What do you want? What do you want, Mike? What do you want to know?
I want this movie to end.
Okay. We're reading in there. And then she's like, all right, I'll figure it out. And then she goes back. And then throughout this entire time, the lady's like, this is a nice story. And that's it.
I hate her.
The old lady?
Old lady. That's funny because earlier on in the movie, Ryan Gosling says to Rachel McAdams, you know what your problem is? You never do what you want to do.
That's a good point.
However, the whole reason that she's on a date with him in the first place is because he forced her to go on the date with him.
Oh, well, this time she went back on her own accord.
Oh.
So maybe she's doing what she wanted.
And girl, get some.
She's growing as a character and stuff. And then she goes back to her soon to be husband, future husband. And
he has money.
He has money. You can't survive on your own without money.
Without that
weird bearded man.
Wait. Let's think about
that. Oh god, what is this room? No, it's not. Not every movie's The Room.
We have a guy that she loves and he's got a little beard going on. Kind of looks like Ryan Gosling.
Uh-huh.
That's about it. We have a bitchy mom.
Mom wasn't even that bitchy.
In this movie or
this movie?
No, she's a terrible bitch in this movie.
Okay, sorry.
She's the one that says that she shouldn't be with Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, all right.
She's pretty bad.
All right.
She calls him trash.
Oh.
I know, right?
Just because it happens when you grow a beard and get your hair go a little wild, you're just trash.
He didn't have a beard at first. He was a nice little boy.
He's already trash. Just grows up and
trash. He's trash.
Rachel McAdams finds him in the dumpster. Oh, look, we're just going to take him home. I don't know why she's Irish.
Irish? Oh, can't hold you back at the home.
Oh, just look at this cute little boy. I'm going to take him home.
he looks like a meat potato.
Oh, I found him. He was wrapped in newspapers next to the fish and chips. Sorry, Irish people.
Oh, shillelagh.
Oh, don't you know? Now it's Canada. Point is, yeah, man, this is taking the long, like, this is supposed to be the simplest plot.
I don't want
plot.
This movie to exist anymore. It's so
but
bad.
But you keep interrupting it.
I know, because I don't want to hear any more of it. Go ahead, go
but
ahead.
It's like a Band-Aid, man. You gotta rip it off.
Let's rip
it off.
You
just gotta let it go. She goes, and the point is the movie, he goes, the man goes, the Noah goes, saying. The old Noah goes. I'm just saying stuff. The old Noah goes, and he just goes, hey. They lived happily ever after, and he closes the book, and she's like, who lived ever after? Because they both said, like, you know, because what's his face? Lon said, I love you. I don't want to force you to love, like, love me on your own. Like, right. He was actually very reasonable about it.
Uh-huh. Well, he's like, a Cyclops.
Yeah. And then she's just like, okay, well, I love you, and we're going to stay together forever. Okay. And then he closes the book and says, and they lived happily ever after. And then it's like, oh, my God, is that Lon? And then she goes, wait, who? And then she goes, I remember. And then she remembers.
No.
She remembers.
No.
That he is Noah, and they got back together in the end.
They did?
And she drives all the way back.
IRL?
Yeah, in real life. And then she's like, I love you, I love you. And then this shit gets sad.
How?
It gets sad, because then she's like, I remember everything. How are the kids? So what's going on and all stuff? And she's, and the guy's like, I don't know. We have like they're all good. Everything's good. It's like, how long am I back for? She's like, you'll be back for, last time was about 5 minutes.
Wait, what, really?
Yeah, and then after a little bit, like maybe about like 3 minutes of them dancing and like being happy, she reverts back into not knowing who he is, and then just starts yelling at him to like...
Let go of her,
get away from me, I don't know who you are, and it gets sad. I'm like, man, this is
Did you sad. Cry?
One man tear was shed.
Are you serious?
One man tear. Aww. Old people, man, they're my kryptonite, man.
They're pretty strong, old people.
Anytime old people come on screen and have like a sad moment... Hey, beer's been delivered. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
We got root beer over here.
You got root beer. So we're going to do a live tasting. We're going to interrupt this normally scheduled broadcast to have Mike try not your daddy's root beer.
Not your father's root beer. Ale with a taste of spices.
So this is something I feel like he would actually like. That's actually beer. Yeah, even though it's not, it's barely beer.
Knowing that I don't like beer.
Yep. Right, here we go.
Oh, man. Ooh, I love the smell.
We're already halfway there.
That's really good.
Yeah. That's really, I got it.
That
I
is
did it.
Fucking delicious.
It just tastes like root beer, doesn't it?
It does. It just tastes like root beer. It's straight root beer.
I was like, do you like root beer? Yes. All right, we're good. Done. You probably got this.
And Ethan, what are you drinking right now?
I'm drinking a Wilco Tango Foxtrot from La Guinta's Brewery Limited Edition.
Which stands for what?
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's right.
Or WTF if you want to be politically correct. a multi-robust jobless recovery ale.
Jobless?
Yeah, that's what it says. It's pretty good. Actually, I like it a lot.
Yeah, I'm liking these. This is good.
Where were we? Let's try to finish this. So she gets, it's really sad.
Yeah.
And then he is like, oh man, all right. And then he like gets another heart attack or something, because apparently he's been having heart attacks. And he goes back to the place and she's all crazy. She's like, I miss that guy, kind of, that weird guy who I didn't really know. So I don't understand that. And then this part, I was like, all right, this movie, like the dialogue, not very good. The acting though is pretty solid. Like, I feel like the acting's pretty good.
The old people?
Both of them. I think the old people do an okay job, and the young actors, they do a really good job.
Really?
I feel.
You really like Rachel McAdams?
I think she's a good actress.
All right.
silent judgment.
Quickly pick up my beer.
But this part was like, all right, guys, this is just corny. Like, you just went into the corny territory. Right. Like, I was like, man, this is just a sad... like real look at how dementia works, except in real dementia, I don't think she would ever remember that. Like, I don't think her memory would ever come back. Cause that's what the doctor said. So here's where this is where the part gets corny.
Okay.
So he comes back eventually from the hospital, and he's like, I'm going to go visit my wife or whatever. And Blade's like,
I can't believe they actually got married and had kids. That's really cool.
Yeah. They had like four, three, something like that.
Wow.
They visited at one point, like three times. They visited at one point. Uh-huh. And actually, this is the part where I realized, I'm going back to my old story that I never finished. This is the part where I realized, like, oh, wait, that's his wife for sure. Because the kids were like, Mom doesn't even recognize us. Like, I don't get it. Anyway, and he's like, she'll remember. She'll remember.
Oh, yeah. She'll remember.
She'll remember. So he's reading the book, The Notebook.
That's the movie.
The Notebook. He's reading it. And it says, read, and it says at the bottom, like, read this to me and I'll always come back to you. All right. You ready for this?
Oh, it gets worse?
Oh, it gets worse. So he calls in the, he goes to her at her bedside.
Uh-huh.
He goes, hey.
On his hands and knees?
No. He kneels over and she's like, hey, hey. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if she'll remember him. And she goes, no, I remember you. It's like, oh, okay. So we don't have to read the notebook the entire time again. She just remembers. She's like, I remember you. He goes, oh, okay. I still love you forever. She's like, yeah, I love you too. And then she goes, hey, Noah, do you think our love can create miracles? And he goes, yeah, I think our love can create miracles. And he says, do you think our love can take us to, can take us away? And he goes, yeah, I think it is. And he crawls on the bed and they hold hands.
And then the bed blasts off and they go to Mars.
You called it. And then the nurse comes in and goes, what happened? What happened?
And she like looks at the hole in the roof and you just see them still like, ah! They're burning up in the atmosphere. They land on Mars too.
That would have been a much better ending.
Hunks of old people.
No, she comes in, they're both dead.
Really?
They're just straight up dead.
Thank God.
They are dead as hell. And their arms, the way they're holding hands.
Uh-huh.
You see with my hands, I'm doing it right now. This is really bad. But basically visual. They died in their arms in an L shape.
Oh.
For love.
No.
For love.
No.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
That was the part where I lost me because I was like, this is just dumb.
Yeah.
That dialogue was like, can you think our love can create miracles? Like,
no, it can't.
Apparently it did because you can remember things from dementia. So that was the movie.
That's stupid. So why do you think girls like this movie? Because I didn't. Did you like this movie?
That was all right. I think it got, I fell off the end though at the end where I was just kind of like, this is dumb. Like this is dumb. I think they like the movie because it's teaching. Yeah, that too. That's why I like this movie. It's teaching women that they need to think on their own, you know?
No.
Well, yeah. What else are they thinking? They need to stop listening to what their parents say.
And listen to what this hot guy, Ryan Gosling, says.
No, she did it on her own. Like, he didn't force her. No one forced her to do anything.
The only reason that she's out on that date in the first place is because Ryan Gosling, like, tricked her into it.
Well, yeah. You know, you gotta have some moves, bro.
No, like, here's the level.
Okay, how did she trick him? I want to hear this trick. What was this trick?
Oh, okay.
Please
so
tell me.
So she's out on a date with another guy, and she's on like a Ferris wheel, and he runs up and sits on the Ferris wheel with them.
Oh, I thought he jumped all the way up to the Ferris wheel and like,
it was like Mighty Joe Young.
Yeah.
No, he's like sitting on the Ferris wheel with them, and he's like, go on a date with me. And she's like, no. He goes, okay. So then he gets out of the seat of the Ferris wheel and just hangs there and says that he's going to drop and fall to his death unless she goes on a date with him.
That's baller.
No, that's terrifying.
That's baller.
That is so scary.
Nah, man, that's baller, dude. Would you do that?
No, I would never do that.
You're not baller.
No, you know why? Because I care about a woman's choice. If she says no, she means no.
It's just one date. It's not like, yo, you marry me, lady. You're going to spend your entire life with me or I'm going to kill myself. He didn't say that. He's like, you know, just hang out with me for like, you know, 2 hours or so.
That's so creepy,
we'll get
dude.
Some dinner.
I got such creep vibes off this.
Really?
Time. Oh, major creep vibes. And then later, so then she says, all right, fine, I'll go on a date with you. And then later on, he like runs up to her like in the middle of the day. And
he could have, you know, she had a choice. Day. She could just said no, and then he would just kill himself.
She would have been responsible for a man's suicide.
No, he did it. He had a choice to not let go and be like, oh, okay, I guess I'll leave.
She had a choice to go out with him.
And she said yes.
He was putting her in a very uncomfortable
situation. A lot of
situation.
Choices, man.
A lot of choices.
A lot of choices.
And then, so...
it's like my favorite kinds of video games. So many choices.
Like, I don't even know any good choice video games.
Mass Effect, Walking Dead, any Telltale game. Continue.
That's a good point. Back to the Future.
Yeah. You played that game? Oh.
I watched a walkthrough.
Oh, okay.
How'd you like it?
I never played it.
Yeah. Anyway. and then later on, he comes up to her, like, middle of the day, and he's like, I'll be whatever you want me to be. You want me to be dumb? You want me to be smart? You want me to be superstitious?
I
want
to go to Mars. And then that's how it
happens.
And
that's what happens.
That's the end. That would have been a much better ending.
And then he's like, let me put a top on this house.
A roof on this house. Get the quote right.
Oh, sorry.
That's my job
to
get quotes wrong.
I never that part of the movie.
That's true. Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, I just got real creep vibes off of Gosling. And I if this guy was just a normal
looking... But he's so hot. You know, if he, it's like, he's super hot, so you can't get creeped by him off him. Come on.
That's true. I mean, You're right. That's a good point.
The hotness overrides the creep vibes. Like, I was just like, come on, let's go.
Like, I feel like I was like, any moment he's just going to murder her. Like, if this was any other movie.
He's hot. He can't do that.
He can't murder people. Hot people don't murder people. Have you seen some of those creeps who murder people?
They're all ugly. They all have beards and, like, their hair gets shaggy.
Have you seen, what's his name? The guy who made the HBO documentary recently. Bob...
Which HBO documentary?
The most recent one, The Jinx.
No.
You ever said The Jinx?
Mm-mm.
That one's crazy, dude. It's very much like The Notebook.
Okay.
So there's this guy who just murders people left and right.
Okay. Sounds like The Notebook.
Not at all like The Notebook. But yeah, I just really got creep vibes off of Ryan Gosling. I didn't like his character at all. I felt like a real creep. And I was like, and honestly, if I was her dad, I would be like, yeah, you're not going to hang out with this guy. He's a weirdo. Until later on when he's like, he's fucking reading poetry and shit. Like, it's so cliche.
Yeah, he's a pretty cliche. He's a pretty big walk cliche. He's got the perfect, you know, he's, you know, obviously good looking.
You know what's okay? You know what's weird about... Sorry, you want to go off here?
I was going to list my thing real quick.
Go ahead.
Keep your thoughts.
I will. I have it in my head.
He's, you know, classically good looking. Mm-hmm. He reads poetry.
He does.
He creates things with his hands, which is always attractive. Mm-hmm. Always. Come on.
Always attractive.
Always. He's silently brooding. He's hot.
Yeah.
He's quiet. You know, you don't like those guys that talk and are really loud. And
he's quiet, but only at the times she wants him to be quiet. And then he's outgoing and loud at the times she wants him
to be
loud.
When she's in the mood.
When she's in the mood. When she's perfect. Ready for him to be loud, he's loud. And when he's talked too much, he knows. So he's quiet.
What a good man. Right. Anyway, what was your thought?
My thought is, I lost it. I forgot it.
Anyway, I told you to remember it. Okay.
Okay. So here's the weird thing to me. Nicholas Sparks wrote like the original book. Dude, you having drinking problems over there?
I have a drinking problem. Anyway, continue.
He spilled his beer.
No, just on my face.
He looks so embarrassed. Okay, so a guy named Nicholas Sparks wrote the book that this movie is based on. And he's wrote a lot of books. And a lot of them seem to appeal to ladies.
Yes.
Do you think, like, is that not weird to you? That a woman isn't writing these books, that it's a man writing these books and women appeal to them. Like, do you think, I guess what I'm thinking is, do you think Nicholas Sparks is one of those charming, handsome guys? Or do you think he is like
a creepy serial killer,
or is he just gay?
All those could be possibilities.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe he just writes women as characters. You ever think about that? Like,
no.
He just men can't do that.
Men can't do that.
Yeah.
But like across the board.
No, you're
he
right.
Only seems to write.
Well, he also seems where they have some horrible disease.
That's true.
And they all die.
Or they die in a ridiculous way.
Yeah.
Like, could remember me.
Wait, that's Nicholas Sparks movie?
I feel like it was. I honestly, it probably isn't.
Probably isn't.
Because most of his movies also seem to include like old people. Like, it's usually
man,
old people.
I shouldn't watch any of those movies. There's always be kryptonite.
You'd just be constantly
just tears everywhere.
Did you come from an old people planet?
No, I just, old people are sad, dude. Old people are sad because they've lived all their life. Like, they've lived a lot longer than you, me, anyone
That's
around.
True. That's
well,
true.
Not anyone around, obviously older people. But they've lived a long time.
Yeah.
And they can't change their past, man. That's whatever true. They did in the past, they can't change it. And it's That's always true. There.
And they have
always,
no future to change either.
Exactly. They're kind of like you know, you're too old to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, you barely are able to, you
Even
know,
remember.
Exactly. You have a lot of problems. Like, your health is failing you. You can't go back and fix those things that you did.
Do you think it's funnier to push over an old man or an old woman? I say old woman because an old man is just going to be sad. Because, you know, at some point he probably could have kicked your ass. An old lady, you could have always pushed them down. And they're just probably crying. You need to help them up because they're old. An old man. He's just like a turtle. He's just like rolling around. He can't get back up. He can't fight back. But old lady, she's just going to cry and probably poop her pants. I feel like pushing an old lady down is much funnier than pushing an old man down.
What the hell? All right. I'm not going to comment on that.
Do you not have an opinion on it? I think an old lady.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, you're right. 100%. Let's move on. You're gonna make me cry, dude. It's sad.
I know, you're crying.
I'm picturing old men following around, and it's sad.
But picturing an old lady?
That.
So funny.
Comic genius. Comic gold.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. So Lon was a pretty cool guy in the end.
Yeah. Like, I don't... It's always the problem with these. They're always like, man, that guy's not, like, he's not...
He's not a bad guy. He's
not abusive. He's just, like, a guy that's just...
Would you feel better if he had hit her?
As he puts her down, that comes back. Oh, you have dementia now. You're not going to remember this then. And pushes her down the stairs.
That's dark. That is so dark.
You're the one who was talking about
it. I was talking about an adult woman, not an old lady.
You said old person.
Well, earlier, sure.
So you push her, like, regular old adult women around is okay. It's funny. But when they get old, it's sad.
No. I think it's sad if they have dementia. Across the board.
Oh, okay.
Across the board, it's sadder if they can't remember afterwards.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
They hurt all over and they don't know why.
Oh, man.
That's sad as fuck. Man, this is some strong root beer.
Yeah, it is.
Is this Barks root beer?
Yeah, oh, totally.
It's not your dad's.
It's not my dad's. Jeez, what are we talking about?
You know, if you were an alcoholic, if your dad was an alcoholic, this would be your father's root beer.
Right. Oh, man. At least it's got a positive vibe going for it.
Yeah.
So, unlike the rest of this podcast, it's been very sad and dour.
Jesus, I feel like it's blown by, this podcast.
Yeah, it's gone really fast.
This fucking movie. I was so... Sorry, go ahead.
What didn't you... Why didn't you like it?
I didn't find the character of Noah likable in the least. I thought he was really... really creepy.
Okay.
I guess I kind of liked Allie. She seemed like a more real person than Noah did.
Yeah. She had like a lot of like realistic flaws, I felt.
I one thing that really kind of blew me away when watching it is like having that little amount of control over your life is kind of weird. Like, you know, she loved Noah.
Right.
She loved her. She loved him with all her heart and her parents forbid it. And that was the end of it. And to imagine having that little amount of control over something like that is just kind of crazy.
That's back in the day, man.
No, I know, and that's like, but I feel like, do you think that might happen still today?
Oh, probably. Yeah,
that's
I mean
crazy.
even if they like are like, I don't like that guy, the person that could be like, oh, okay, well then I'll stop.
Yeah,
which is weird. I think that's crazy. It's not how life should be.
It isn't. It's but, wrong.
I mean, like arranged marriage, stuff like that, like
that's
that happens,
true. It's freaky, know? But yeah, I don't know. She was fine. I don't know, it was weird. I mean, obviously I'm not the person they're making this for.
Oh, you know? You're saying only women can like this movie?
I'm saying a person with my tastes probably isn't going to like it.
You're saying women don't have good tastes?
No, I'm saying that there probably are men who have bad tastes too who like this movie.
Okay.
What about you? You liked it okay. You said it was all right.
I liked it up until the very end when it just was like, this is just like, it could have ended right when he was looking at the notebook and going like, reading the part, like the part that was cheesy where it was like, read this to me and I'll always bring me back. Mm. And then it faded to black. Like, that could have been the ending. It would have been fine.
Here's a question.
A very dour, like, ugh, ending. Just like, ugh. Ugh.
Did you ever see Ryan Gosling's house?
Yeah.
So.
It's dope.
Yeah. Do you think that
it had a lot of sex in it, anyway.
Okay. That was the question I was going to ask. Do you think that his house is the same place that she's staying?
What do you mean staying? Like, no, they're staying in a straight up hospital.
Well, I know, but do you think he converted his house into a hospital?
No.
Why? It looks the same.
Because the kids come home and they go, oh, it does look the same.
Yeah.
Oh my
God.
It's in
the same place?
Maybe.
Do you think so? I mean, at the opening of
the
movie.
The thing that's weird is the kids come by and they're like, come on, dad, let's go home.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he be just
maybe he lives in another home. People change homes, bro.
Yeah, but
people
like.
People move all the time.
Wouldn't it be weird? That wouldn't be weird if that was like, oh yeah, I converted my house to a.
If he loved her so much that he needed to convert it into a like a Alzheimer's patient care home, because earlier on
I thought
in
it
the
was
movie,
just a nursing home, but there was other people there. It wasn't just her.
Yeah, but he cares about people. I don't know. He's a nice guy.
Your theory, it's reaching.
I don't know, because she says like earlier on in the movie, she's like, I want a house with blue window panes and it's a white house and I'd look over this thing, and then that's exactly what this dementia care center home is. Like, that's what it is.
You think he just moved her into a house that probably looked like that?
Maybe. I don't know,
because the house that
I think it'd be very poetic.
Because he did paint the house like that.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know. So what are you talking about?
the house that he painted to look like that looks very much like the house that she's also now living in.
That's true.
I think, I don't know, maybe, and then earlier on too, they have this scene very at the beginning of the movie, like when the credits are even starting, you have her looking out a window seeing this, you know, this what do you call it? Like a lake. And you see like a guy rowing. And then it's revealed later on that Ryan Gosling has to row his boat ashore, hallelujah, in order to get to that house. So I don't know. I mean, I guess it's weird to think of an old man rowing a boat to get to see his old lady wife.
Yeah,
to read a notebook.
Yeah,
to her.
I don't think that.
I guess that doesn't really make a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't.
But I don't know. I thought that'd be a very poetic.
Also,
thing.
Wait, you have to row a boat to get to that house. Is that the only way to get to it? That doesn't make sense because she drives
road.
A car up.
There's a road too next to it, but he does it because he's hot, bro.
Oh, you're right. He's hot.
I mean, if that old man were to take his suit off.
Okay, so another thing is he was looking at like a scrapbook.
Yeah.
And he was looking like old pictures of them. I was like, these don't look like the two young actors at all. Like they don't, like they're just like younger pictures of the two
older
adult
actors.
I'm like, this guy doesn't look like Ryan Gosling when he's young at all. He looks like some strange, like old Italian man. Like I don't.
He is a very big name old actor.
Is he?
Yeah.
Drop his name. Jake, drop his name.
I'm scared of dropping the wrong name. I think his name is James Garner. He's a very big name actor from like the old days.
Oh, really?
I looked him up. Yeah, because his name came up in the credits. I'm like, he sounds very familiar. I wonder who that is.
Watch the credits? You watched the first half of the movie.
Yeah, the opening part of James Garner.
I forgot there.
Yeah, James Garner. He's been in a lot of movies. He was in The Great Escape.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, well, guess what movie you just saw of him?
The Notebook.
The Notebook. He's been in a lot of stuff. He was in The Great Escape. He's been in a lot of shit. Like, he was a big-name actor. So what you're seeing are pictures of young James Garner, probably.
Yeah.
Which is, you're right. He totally doesn't look
like Ryan Gosling.
Which is weird, because Ryan Gosling has, like, blonde hair, and James Garner has brown hair.
Yeah, exactly. I don't get it. That's why
either.
I was like, must be Lon. It's just Lon the entire time. Just lying.
That makes more sense if it is Lon.
Just lying. He's lying.
He's
the
lying.
It Lon. Is. He's got to be Lon.
He's got to be Lon, because he's got brown hair. Lon has brown hair.
Maybe he really respected
Noah
so much that he became Noah because she forgot.
Yeah.
That's it. That's got to be it.
That's got to be it. That makes more sense than the actual ending.
Yeah.
And then they had kids together.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Imagine the anguish he must feel knowing that all she remembers is Noah and not Lon.
Oh, my God.
As Lon, imagine the sadness.
Dude, no wonder he cried.
Did he cry?
He cried when she went back to dimension mode. And like couldn't remember anything,
but no, like
he cried like straight up.
Well, yeah,
like,
anybody would cry. Like,
yeah, that's pretty.
But
sad.
Like, imagine her coming back and like remembering, and she doesn't remember Lon. She remembers Noah. How sad must that feel, as Lon, knowing that the lady that you had four kids with and were married doesn't even remember you. She remembers some fucking fling that she had. That's sad, bro.
That would have been like way more worse because then like then she was just living a life of regret. The entire time of living with that person, she committed her life to.
Yeah. Had kids with. That makes the movie a lot more interesting to me.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Too bad it's not actually how it happened. And we're probably just making this up.
We are definitely making this up because the movie was pretty clean cut, I'm imagining.
It was a little on the nose on a couple. Oh, there was one thing. I wrote it down, I think. That was like, I was like, this is a little on the nose. It was like, oh, yeah. It was when he was, at the very end, when he was sneaking out to go see her in her bed, the nurse like stopped him, was like, you know, you can't visit her at this hour. It's like, this is way too late. And, you know, she's also like suffered a fresh memory lapse and all that stuff.
Right.
And he's like, oh, okay. She's like, but I'm going to go and get some coffee downstairs in quite a lot of time. And I'm not going to check on you for quite some time. And he's like, oh, okay. And then she leaves. And then just to nail on the head, he walks over and he looks at the desk and he's like, she has coffee.
That's stupid.
Yeah. I'm like,
how funny would it be? He's like, oh, okay. And then he just goes back to his room.
But it's funny that like he didn't pick up on it.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
oh, she's got coffee.
Oh, she does have coffee. Oh, that means, oh, I get you.
Oh, she's funny.
I mean, he is old, so he's a little slower.
Yeah. Like just walking too.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
What'd you think about the direction of the film?
I actually didn't mind it.
Really?
I thought it was all right. I thought the way it might have been just the copy I had, but the way the movie looked, I felt like in the old times it felt like it was shot in like the 1950s.
Oh yeah.
Like the way the colors were and everything.
That's interesting.
Sort of like that. Like had a kind of more of a technicolor look, and then when it switched to modern day, I felt like the colors were a little bit different and the way the lighting was and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you think?
I didn't like it very much. It felt very Hallmark movie to me, the way it was shot.
Yeah, I mean, the way it was shot, yes. I felt like I
like, there's this one part when Ryan Gosling goes to war and he's got like really bright looking teeth, and like one of his friends dies and there's no blood, and like the friend got like fucking hit by a giant like bomb, and I'm just imagining like a 13-year-old girl watching this movie every day and just thinking this movie is like the fucking shit. Like, this movie is like the
people in high school, girls in my high school,
they love this movie. Yeah, same here. People love this film, and like I'm imagining people watching this every day.
Oh yeah.
And like just,
oh yeah,
and just absorbing every frame of this film, like the gospel according to Gosling.
I'm not gonna name names, but there was a girl I knew who made I feel like she made her boyfriend at the time kiss her in the rain because it was like The Notebook.
Was he hanging upside down?
No, it was no, she wasn't that cool.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever kissed somebody upside down?
Yes.
Nice.
I think I was just tired and like,
you were doing it out of laziness.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, you know, I'm not gonna climb on some monkey bars and hang upside down. Am I some kind of crazy person gymnast? Am I crazy?
No.
No. Just gonna just gonna hang out and roll over. Anyway.
Yeah. Have you ever kissed somebody in the rain?
No, it's raining. You gotta get out of that
romantic.
Rain.
It's romantic.
Oh, maybe in the car while it's raining. But now I'm gonna get wet. F that, dude.
Yeah, man.
Bro. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Rain. The rain.
We
no.
don't need a sugar.
Yeah, but also it's cold. I don't want to get wet for too long.
That's true. But you want her to get wet.
Low hanging fruit, Mike.
I know.
Low hanging fruit.
I was right there. You kept saying it. And I was like, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
It's just tempting you.
It was.
I was like Eve and you were Adam. That's a Bible reference. Unlike Allie and Noah.
Yeah, you know, she's the one from the
there were Allies
Tower
in the,
of Babel.
Babel. There yeah. was Allies in There's the Allie. Bible, and people walked down them to between buildings.
Oh shit! Like,
stupid. Anything else about this movie? I feel like we need to start wrapping up because this movie's just.
I must say I'm
glad I saw it because I saw some of the two most iconic scenes: the kissing in the rain scene.
Yeah.
And
I don't think I saw any iconic
no,
scenes.
No, I don't think you did. And the what do you want? What do you want? Which I think I feel like I always see that movie clip when it's like, I'm trying to ask my girlfriend what she wants for dinner, but she's doesn't like, I'm like, do you want Burger King? And she's like, no. It's like, do you want Subway? No. Do you want Pizza Hut? No. And then they link that video of, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? It's more complicated than that. What do you want?
Man.
The internet. That's the only reason I know that scene.
I know a scene where he cries, but that's because they add the black guy who cries. And I know deep down in my heart,
oh, yeah.
I still love you. They add that to it.
Okay.
But that's all I know from the movie. Obviously, I knew the ending.
I'm glad I saw this.
Me too. I'm glad I saw.
Actually, you didn't know the ending, so don't lie. You didn't know they died.
Well, no, but I knew that was Ryan Gosling.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't. I think that seems so obvious. Like, I didn't even
think
that
was a
twist.
Obvious too, but whatever. Clearly it wasn't because like people consider that a spoiler. Although, yeah, people consider a lot of weird things spoilers.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. If you consider this episode a spoiler,
you should
go on to our Facebook and Twitter page and then maybe email us too at email@theotherhalfpodcast.com.
Mike, I hate to break it to you, but every single episode of The Other Half Podcast is actually a spoiler.
Oh shit. We actually got a critique from one of our friends who said, you know, podcast is good and all, but you spoil every movie you talk about.
Maybe we should put a warning at the beginning of every movie.
We need to put a warning at the opening
of
this podcast.
From Boston. We come from Boston. We're going to put on a warning and drink some clam chowder. I had clam chowder today. It was all right. Wasn't that good?
I like clam chowder.
I love clam chowder. The clam chowder I had was not very good.
Where'd you eat the clam chowder?
Boudin's Bakery. It was all right.
Where is that?
It's a chain. There's like a bunch of them. There was the one I went to in particular was in Huntington Beach. There's one in Costa Mesa. Hmm. I don't know where anyone else was around here.
Yeah, I like clam chowder. All right.
Yeah, I like clam chowder a lot. It's good.
Yeah.
It's point fine. Is... Rate us on iTunes.
Do you like clam chowder? Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes.
5-star rating.
Like us on iTunes.
We might post more
pictures
more
of clam chowder.
More movies with spoilers in them.
Yeah.
Next.
We are going to talk about so many movies and spoil them because we have to talk about the entire movie.
We
that's
do.
The entire
that's
part of the podcast.
That's the point of the podcast.
If you don't understand that, what are you doing?
Why do you want to watch this movie anyway? Why do you want to watch Lethal Weapon 2? Why do you want to watch Earth Girls Are Easy? You
what?
Don't.
Okay, here's the thing. If you haven't already seen these movies, watch them. And if you haven't already seen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and if
you don't care enough to watch them, who cares then?
Who cares? We've ruined a movie that you're never going to see. There
you go. Also, you can select which podcast to listen to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of our podcasts, except for Memento, tells you what movie we're going to be talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People, man.
God, our audience is so dumb.
Oh, all of them. Ugh.
No, I love you guys. Oh, we got a new like on our Facebook recently.
We did?
Yeah.
Just one? Well, we got to get to 100, bro.
I know. We're so close to 100. Please. So tell your friends, tell your wife, tell your kids, because we got to get 100 likes.
We got to get 100.
We got to get 100. We're so close. We're at 97 right now, so as close of this moment.
Please get more.
Man, gay marriage is legal. We got to get 100 likes.
Those things don't connect at all. But all right.
All right. Good night, everybody.
I gotta ask you a question.
Okay, Ethan.
Are you a morning showerer or are you a night showerer?
Oh, I'm an evening showerer all
the
way.
Yeah, that's the way to go,
who
man.
Who takes a morning shower? You have no time in the morning.
Some people like to get up early. I don't know if you've heard of this, but people like to
do
get up
early. Do you do that?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy.
I'm not a fucking crazy person. Yeah, no. Morning okay. showers are the worst.
Yeah.
Because it's like, hello. Having done a couple morning showers, they're pretty good, but I like to take time with my showers.
I do too. Yeah. I'm someone who likes to embellish
yes.
my sweet alone time. And the quiet, just the sound of the water
whispering into your ears.
Squealing, that soft squeal.
Yeah.
Of the heat coming down.
Oh, man.
Just
listening to a podcast, maybe?
No, I just listen to my own thoughts, which really? Is way worse and scarier. Yeah, I don't really listen to anything because I'm afraid, like, if I play a podcast, it'll wake everyone up.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because I go take showers really late at night.
That's true.
So. All right, I was just curious because there are some people I know who take it in the morning and I'm like, what?
That's weird to me. I have no time in the morning. I tried once and I was like rushing and I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I need to enjoy my showers.
You enjoy it. It's a good time to be alone and enjoy your shower.
Yeah. Do you shower with the light off or with the light on?
Light on.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
People shower with the light off.
Why?
I don't know.
It's weird.
It is weird. Do you take cold showers or warm showers?
Warm showers.
Right?
Why would you take a cold shower?
People find it refreshing.
I see it. Sometimes if it's a really hot day out, I'll take a cold, well, not cold. I'll just take a lukewarm shower as opposed to like a normal, like steam the whole room up in like 2 minutes shower.
That sounds wonderful though.
It's so good. But then some days
do you ever
it's
like just like hang out in the shower, like lay down and like,
yeah,
yeah, it's the best.
What? I was at this house and when I was at stayed at my friend's wedding and they had a shower that has like a little stoop that you just sit in, and it was the greatest thing I've ever had.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
You just sit and you're just like,
yeah,
this is the greatest.
You are like the thinker.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's exactly like the thinker.
Yeah, you are Rodan right now, just like thinking.
It's beautiful. Yeah, no, definitely.
You ever pee in the shower?
Of course.
Right?
Who doesn't?
It's pipes. It's all going in the same place.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyone who doesn't is a liar.
Really? I don't think girls pee in the shower.
Oh, they do.
Please keep that in.